In search for greatness. You might have noticed that trouble is always suspiciously regional. That is because troublemakers are self-indoctrinating into their local culture, sometimes with help from whoever the thugs are. Indoctrination is that thing that makes our younger selves unquestionably believe into all the things that we were born into. Perhaps an evolutionary adaptation, because in the jungle, those who don't listen to their elders quickly become some creature's dinner. But it may just be that we believe because we are lovely, because we are more beautiful than we can ever know. We are born to trust and to share and protect wisdom and greatness. Both people of arrogance and malice, though not always both at the same time, often people are just arrogant, have used our beautiful tendency to trust to their advantage. Look no further than TV commercials. Those exploit this notion that we accept what we see all the time as the norm, as the standard. We even parade the company logos on our shirts or stickers on our cars. This is a very mild example, because things get really dark from here. For one, schools have failed us, and we have failed to notice. It may take decades before we do. But rather than dark imaginations, we ought to ask how to go around all this exploitation and trickery, be it malicious or just a product of arrogance. How do we independently grow into healthy beings and not get caught up in fantasy and nonsense and loop-de-loops? How do we get out of this sticky goo and out into the world of the real? How do we trade this computer mouse for the other kind of mouse? And you know, well, first of all, you know that it's not easy, and that it is the hardest thing we'll ever do. Yeah. But also, it turns out that the start of our personal journey is extremely similar to the heights the entire world must reach. So we begin where the world may need up to 1,000 years to get to. Our personal quest reflects the height the world must reach. And there is even a neat word for it. It simply plugs into the idea of growing up. To go around to unplug, we must set off on our personal, individual quest for greatness. It's really that simple. Greatness is where you will find your meaning. It is not for the select few or the extraordinary. It is the aim for us all. Greatness is simply where growing all the way up takes you. Our greatest obstacle is even more unfair than indoctrination, because it sneaks up on us without us noticing. It's a terrible thing, and we call it stress. Viktor Frankl said that suffering is like a gas. There is no such thing as little suffering or big suffering. Suffering just fills up all the available space. And that is the same for stress. There is no such thing as I am a little bit stressed out. Or as that person is a lot stressed out and they need a vacation. No. No. Any amount of stress means that it's time to go. Means that it's time to learn to love adventure, which is the cure for stress. Because in adventure, you switch your environment, your surroundings, and what was causing stress will go away. You have to learn camping, learn hiking. You don't always have to be out there. Eventually, you will learn how to manage your stress, how to get rid of it, shake it off. But until then, get a backpack and a tent and find your way to the Triple Crown, the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. Out on the trails, the stress that we are under fades away, and our natural curiosity for books emerges or reveals itself. And all the modern books are narrated, and books were really meant to be heard all along. And it is this combination of nature trail and countless wise narrated books speaking to you away from stress, where you can actually hear, where you can actually understand who the author was and choose to befriend them or not and get to the next book. It is this room to comprehend, to hear, that will undo whatever we were born into and simply set us on the path to resume where the great beings left off. And it is not just the wisdom that we inherit from books. It is not just the intellectual inheritance, but also the culture of greatness that makes all the difference. And yes, it will be hard to find the correct books in the sea of all the things that others want you to become so that they can collect a little bit of coin from a lot of people. But all the world's intellectuals know all the important names. The scientists, the philosophers, the profound troublemakers with legacies that will never be silenced, the authentic thinkers, and the great hikers, and the dreamers, and poets, and often the librarians too. Start with the history of philosophy. And once you get to the present, read all the books that said philosophers wrote. And when there is no more, and you have grown all the way up to where the great beings left off, add your chapters. so that others may follow and resume where you will leave off.